Baby is stressful enough. Sometimes I think back to my own career as a parent and the last brand new baby I had, what was it, 15 years ago now, and I shudder to think of some of the long nights and the sleeplessness we had to cope with. You're not alone if you're finding it a little bit difficult. Fortunately for those people around Shell Harbour, there's brand new kind of service that you can access. It's called Gidget House. It's in Stockland Shell Harbour. And if you're an expectant or new parent experiencing perinatal depression and anxiety, which is known as PNDA, you can access free psychological counselling sessions at Gidget House. You need a referral from your GP, but that shouldn't be too hard for you, we hope. Earlier on, I spoke to Arabella Gibson, who's the CEO of the Gidget Foundation in Australia, to ask her a little bit more about, first of all, what the Gidget Foundation does.
The Gidget Foundation is a national not-for-profit organisation that looks after vulnerable parents who might be experiencing perinatal depression and anxiety. We began the Gidget Foundation 20 years ago this year through a great tragedy. A gorgeous mum whose nickname was Gidget sadly was experiencing unrecognised postnatal depression. Mm. And so the Gidget Foundation is in her legacy.
Now, you've got various ways you advise parents or give them help. The latest is actually within a shopping centre in Wollongong. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that's it. So we have 15 Gidget houses across Australia, and we're very excited that we are opening a Gidget house in Stockland Shell Harbour. And what we'll be offering is up to 20 free clinical psychological sessions for mums and dads to come and see a perinatal mental health specialist and experience some counselling and treatment to support them on their journey of parenthood.
How common is this as something that hits parents?
Look, we know that it's 1 in 5 new mums and 1 in 10 new dads that will experience perinatal depression and anxiety. And that actually equates to 100,000 Australians every single year. We know that 50% of new parents will experience adjustment disorders as well. So this is a very common issue, and it's really still quite hidden because the stigma is such that, you know, we think of parenting and we think of having a new baby as a joyful, exciting and special time, which of course it is, but it comes with great challenge as well. And so quite often people will hide their true feelings and not necessarily seek out the help that is there for them.
Yeah, how do you know it's just parenting being tough? I mean, I'm a parent of teenagers now and a 28-year-old as well, and there's certainly tough times. I mean, what would you say about when you need to seek a bit of help?
Well, the first thing I would say is that this illness is recoverable, and too many people spend too many months and often years feeling terrible when they could seek treatment and be in a much better place much quicker. So we know that if certain symptoms are staying with you for 2 weeks or more, it is time to get to the GP and to see, you know, if you do need a diagnosis. So some of those symptoms that we might see are things like people, you know, generally having a very low mood that they're unable to shift, and they can't find any joy or happiness in things that they might have, you know, put a smile on their face before. Then we also see things like great anxiety, worry, constant stress, not being able to sleep when the baby's asleep, having insomnia, perhaps, you know, real anger and frustration at times, or just feeling utterly hopeless, helpless and numb. So it can be a real, wide spectrum of different symptoms that we can see, even to the point of sometimes we see physical symptoms as well, where we might see people expressing that stress through, you know, migraine, headache, nausea, that sort of thing as well.
I suppose most of our models are our own parents, and it always felt like they had it together, they knew what they were doing, and it came easy to them. How easy is it to fall into that trap that they did it? Why the hell can't I? I must be faulty.
Look, I think life is fast-paced. There's a lot going on these days, and it is very different to the generation of our parents in that there was very much a lot of family around. There was a stronger village atmosphere. I think in many ways, the geography of Australia is such that we have, you know, tend to move around a little bit more and away from family for things like work and so on. And so that community feel sometimes isn't there of, you know, having that village of support around us. And that can be quite isolating, particularly with the times of the pandemic and what that has led us, you know, to see. We've seen so many families that really have had a baby during this time and not had access to mothers groups and those sorts of things as well. So I think that there has been a real shift.
Mm. So it's not just, you know, within shopping centres, of course. The Gidget Foundation do a lot of other work around Australia. Tell me some of the other ways people could access your programs.
Look, we offer a national telehealth service, which is fantastic for new mums in particular who may have had a caesarean or a birth trauma of some sort, may not be able to drive or catch public transport to a location. What they can do is access our services through a blended service, being through video or telehealth services. So we offer that nationally, and that's right across Australia. But we also offer the face-to-face services at Gidget Houses, and we offer group therapy. And we've also got a peer-moderated Facebook group, which is our Gidget Virtual Village. So we're really conscious that there is a lot of isolation. We want to bring people together, even if it is in a digital manner, and get them communicating. And I have to say, it's a really safe space where people are just so kind-spirited to each other. And that, I think, is unusual for social media. So it's a really nice concept.
Oh, yeah, the more kindness, the better.
That's it.
But back to the bricks and mortar, if I can put it that way, how do people make an appointment or access the services at Shell Harbour?
Yeah, so you do need a GP-referred mental health care plan and a referral from your GP, and that's necessary so that we can ensure we're offering a holistic form of care. And once you've got a referral and a diagnosis, the GP can suggest that you see the Gidget Foundation, and then it's very much just a matter of contacting us, and we will arrange for the mum or dad to come in and see one of our perinatal mental health specialists and start the program with us. And that usually runs for a period of around 12 months, but can be extended beyond that if need be.
Mm. All right, Arabella, great
and
to talk.
Free.
Yeah. And it's free if you've got that mental health. If you've got that mental health plan, it's free. So
that's exactly it.
Yeah. I mean, another good reason to do it. I mean, it's not that onerous to go to your GP and get that plan. And, you know, hopefully this is just becoming part of the normal conversation now.
Totally. And look, you know, we know that it's recoverable. With you know, a few appointments, you can actually get some coping tools and some really good kind of understanding of how to manage your own emotional well-being. And we know that there is an intergenerational impact when we don't look after our well-being as parents. Mm. So it's really important.
And one of the systems that I did access when I was a parent of a pretty new child was Caritani. The incredible nurses. You're working with them in this case, is that right?
We are. Caritani is co-located with us, and they're offering services around, you know, sleeping and settling and the well-being of bub. And I think the beauty of this service is that we've got the Gidget Foundation offering services to mum or dad. So it's a very holistic view. It's looking after the entire family, and that's very much why we do what we're doing, is that we're trying to ensure that we build and support resilient Australian families and keep them together.
Well, I confess I say this a lot, but I couldn't mean it any more than I do today, which is to please keep up the good work, Arabella.
Oh, good on you. Thanks so much for having me on the show.